Tuesday Chukas, Rabbi Yossi Mur.
See in the shops, there are certain lollies that they started selling. Actually, just came to, from the shop, they ran out of those lollies, but I've seen them a lot in the past, where the wrapping of the lolly, of each individual lolly, has got a like a wire style. You know, like these tie bags that you get to tie bags, like a wire that you twine them. You twine them to make it into hold it tight. Sometimes you have bags. Do you know some wines, at the top of the wines, to hold it, to clamp it down, have like a metal clamp, that is
champagne.
Yeah, so, and like a metal clamp that you twine it, that it gets twined. So the question is, on Shabbos, is there any issue with untwining the metal lock? And also, when it comes to a tie bag, which is sometimes people twine a tie bag, like this, you know, in the shape of like a chevel, in the shape of like a string, like a chevel, and that is debated in the post from Mr. Bruin, Shin Yod Zayin. He brings the Machlokes Ravid and the Rambam, and it's called very interesting, very interesting. Kosher, very good. Yeah, that's a nice one, really. Kosher, everyone knows. You take two strings and you make a knot, a double knot, right? That's a double knot. Not the shoelace double knot. We want to discuss the shoelace double knotting is okay. Right? We want to discuss that double knotting your shoelace is okay. The double knotting of a nappy bag or a normal bag, that is a problem because you have to untwine it. That's going to be a problem of kosher. Kosher, we're all aware of what kosher is, where it's, you're taking two strings and making a knot out of it. Here the question is, what about making one string? That means a string in itself, a tzitzit string, is not just one string, it's made out of various strings. It's spun into making a string. And therefore the shayla is, what about on Shabbos making an actual string? That means spinning and forming an actual string. Is that also considered kosher? That's machlokes rishonim. Mishnah Berurah, the end of Shin Yatzayin, says, ha-poisel chavolim, poisel, that's the spinning act, is chayv mishum kosher. You would argue and say, what's kosher about that? Kosher is when you make a knot. But the Rambam understands that making a string by putting together a few threads is in itself an issur kosher, although you're not tying, but it falls under the issur kosher. That's what the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Rambam. Therefore, some posts debate about all these things when it comes to this metal clamp on a champagne, or when it comes to a tie bag. So they obviously recommend to just slide it down instead of untwining it on Shabbos, because then you're going to run into the shayla. Again, some want to say it's not exactly the same as a kosher, you know, when it comes to actual string is one thing, but when it comes to just an imitation of a string, so maybe it's not included. But the Meister, Shlom Zalman Eibach, was taken machmir on the shayla. If he was machmir on it, then it seems to be there's a maila to be machmir on that shayla, so it's good that I just put it down. So they say that, yeah, well, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, actually, on that sif, he describes the Rambam, and the Rambam says, HaPesach Chavolim, he says, anything that holds it together, that's strong enough, so after once or twice, three times, it's certainly got the koach to, it depends how strong the metal part is. Sometimes if it's only a plastic style, it's weaker, so you have to be four times, but certainly once, three, four times, it's already considered strong enough to be considered that it's at least a Rabbonon, therefore it's kedai to take into account. I must tell you, all these new things that come in, you'd be surprised. Any new thing that comes in, how when you look at it, you look at it from halacha, funny things can creep in. It's kedai to take into account such a halacha. Just to mention a few random. Someone had the shayla on Erev Shabbos. They were in Gibraltar, a young couple just got married, and went to Gibraltar. And lo asogos for these days, that Gibraltar is more of a softer holiday. Now you have, Bochrim, which some girls going every, you know, the Kerosha, it's a modern day of, you know, now it's very cheap to go anywhere. The Maya said they're going to Gibraltar. They went to Gibraltar Friday, and Erev Shabbos, they don't know anything. They booked a hotel, and they come to the hotel about 2-3 hours before Shabbos. And they're told, yeah, your room number is 5118. It's on the 17th floor. So they know, hang on a second, 17th floor is a bit tricky to get up and down. You know, you come all the way down and you realize you forgot the other things, so you have to go all the way up. It's tricky when it comes to the 17th floor on Shabbos, it's a shtikla chisoron from Oynik Shabbos. And their shaila was, people are using the lifts on it in big numbers because there are a few lifts and it's you know, you can wait there a couple of minutes. And by waiting there a few minutes, you can overhear maybe a conversation, maybe they're going to, you can see, try and sneak a lift with a goy on the lift to try and get a lift up to the, at least close enough to 17. If it's to 20, then maybe go down 3 flights. It's still better than climbing 17 flights. Now, certainly to ask a goy to press the button for you, that's certainly going to be a problem because you can't ask a goy to do this to the rabbonon for you, even if it's the rabbonon for you. You can't ask a goy to do malacha for you. And we described in the past that even if they're doing something for you on their own accord, let's say the case was that if you're having a baby on Shabbos, and we had a baby on Shabbos, and you know, the midwife was saying, no pictures, what's going on over here? I'm happy to take a photo and send it to your email. And the halacha is that even in the case that they did do that, you couldn't even benefit from the photo, and that was a separate shmuz, because there's no kadesh yah, so usually once you wait the amount of time after Shabbos, they it's not considered benefiting from it, let's say a kettle. So you wait 3 minutes after Shabbos, so you've waited kadesh yah, so whereas when it comes to these things, it's worse. That was a separate shmuz in itself. But certainly, to ask a goy to do malacha for yid specifically is certainly a problem. Our shaila is, you're not going to say anything. You overhear the conversation. You know they're going to floor number 15, and you're going to just carry on another 2 flights yourself. So can you just jump in? That is going to be the shaila. So interestingly enough, Rav Moshe Feinstein and the Mechas Yitzchok both have shuvos of benegia to this very shaila, and they both say they can't find a proper issa min adin, but only a maris ayin. They mention a maris ayin shaila, so they always, it's a bad ending that it's not maris ayin shaila. The maila is because it's only a maris ayin. In cases of difficulty, when a person is a bit weak or something, or maybe they're early pregnancy, whatever the reason might be, that well, some people just can't embrace such a halacha, they find it either physically or emotionally difficult, because it's not a downright thief, it's more of a maris ayin from the gedolei hador, that is certainly a different level to what is mentioned in the Ikkar Poskim, and therefore the Ochr Shabbos mentions, but when it comes to a real shas tzchak, the person, let's say a young married couple, and he sees it, she's not embracing it well, there's already these things, sort of things already, Mokum Lahokal, that's what the Ochr Shabbos mentions when you get to this Nekuda as well. This interesting point, asking before Shabbos, Shulchan Aruch explicitly says, when you get to the Issa of Amira Lanochri, there is no nafka minha between asking a goy on Shabbos to do something for you, to asking a goy before Shabbos for you. That's a very, very important point which Shulchan Aruch codifies. He says very, very clearly, Shin Zayin, he mentions on Shabbos, being before Shabbos, there is no nafka minha between when the actual dibur is. There's a lot of lomdas behind it, because it depends what the Issa of Amira La'akum is. Some hold the Issa of Amira La'akum is Mishum Shlichus. So then it explains why even on Erev Shabbos is okay. But if the Issa of Amir La'akum is because of Daber Dova, Rashi says in one place it's because Daber Dova, that you're speaking things which are related to Melacha, then the Avnei Nezer explains that according to that, then on Erev Shabbos it should be okay. At the end of the day, Shulchan Aruch asking is that it's certainly going to be a problem, so certainly something to take into account.
If I tell the goy that $10 for him, if he opens the door, and he goes to the lift,
That makes sense. That will make it as if the first shaila that we discussed that anyway goes, because it's treated that you're going himself, but you still got the maris ayin in that you're going inside the lift. So that
everyone knows you're going.
Yeah, the maris ayin seems to be that you're like, you know, going on the bus on Shabbos. We mentioned that, you know, they asked the Chasam Sofer, what's the issa of going into the, when the first train came out in near Preshburg, they asked the Chasam Sofer, what's the story of going in the train? You're not doing anything. You're not doing Chayrish, you're not doing Batal, you're not doing Kosher. What are you doing? Just going on the train. So the Chasam Sofer explains, because it's a Maris Ayin B'Gazach, and he had the riots for it.
Everyone knows you've got the train. Hey, everyone knows the lift. You know it.
Guy. Yeah. Sorry? That was the whole debate about that, yeah, sure, that's a debate, that's why some were a bit machmir on it, that's, yes.
Maris ayin is in a place in the town centre, in a the area, that's fine, in China, there's nobody in the hotel.
That's another shaila. Do you say a problem with Maris ayin when it comes to a place where no one can see? That you find, actually, when you get to the first part of Hilchos Shabbos, that's highly debated about this nekuda about Maris ayin when it's far away. But then maybe that can come into question if there's no one there. But it's usually Chosheshim Shom Orichim. Usually, again, there the Ramon says clearly in the beginning of the Chosheshim that you're always Chosheshim Shom Orichim. Eilech Orichim God is there when the person goes to a big hotel. Okay, to chew it over to find the answer. I think Alamekel Ahov Yirai to say that you have to get around that Nekuda. Let me just mention, just now is the season of, you go around and you'll see people are spending much time to try and find diras for summer holidays. You can see it takes longer to find a flat than the actual time spent on the actual holiday. It's quite clear that it's a ganze for me. It's a ganze for them to verstehe exactly what you need, all the ins and outs. You know, people that have five children, they say four, that's Thomas a Shaila too. That's a Shaila. Kenny mentioned a lot of people have five children, they got a baby, and they want to mention whether it's in the accommodation that they've got four children and the fifth child is just a baby. So all these things are also a shayla in the Choshem Mishpat shayla, which is also a shayla we know, you have to know how to treat that. But what interesting Nekuda is that people are also thinking about going to Eretz Yisrael for summer holidays. So those people think about going to Eretz Yisrael, very common, they have the shayla where people find a villa in Eretz Yisrael, they find somewhere, and they go to the villa, and an hour after they arrive, it's either Shabbos or it's a Baha'u'llah, and they realize that there's no mezuzahs on the villa. Now this is a very interesting shayla, because you would have thought, no, so you're not there for 30 days, every night costs a fortune, costs about $300-$400 and the rest. And so you're not there for 30 days, so you would have thought, what's the shayla? Very interesting. This halacha that you have 30 days is only regarding chutz la'aretz. So if you go to chutz la'aretz and you rent a place, then you've got up to 30 days to stick up a mezuzah. Mm-hmm. However, when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, interesting halacha, is actually the only place, there's only two other places in Shulchan Aruch that mentions Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. It's actually the Achronim Bring a Raya. This is a whole debate whether nowadays there's a mitzvah say the Raya of living in Eretz Yisrael, being in Eretz Yisrael. One of the biggest Rayas is that Shulchan Aruch only mentions things which are negir now. It's at Toises and Kosovo and Kofiot. There's a whole raid of it. This is a whole, we'll discuss this in the past. But the Achronim on the Dayak from the Shulchan Aruch, says when you get to Hilchas Shabbos, I'm going to get to Hilchas Mezuzah, Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, this is a separate special halacha. You can ask a goy to sign the dotted line of buying a deer in Eretz Yisrael on Shabbos. Normally you can't ask a goy to do Melach on Shabbos. But Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, so that Yidin should live in Eretz Yisrael, Shulchan Aruch Shem Mefurish Shin Vav, you can ask a goy to sign the dotted line on your behalf. Nowadays they won't trust you, you have to actually be yourself. But in Shulchan Aruch says you can ask a goy to sign. Another halacha in Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael tells you that there's a chiyuv to put mezuzah up straight away, Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, so that people should put mezuzah up, then they'll feel bad to take it off, so therefore they'll stay longer in Eretz Yisrael. That's a Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So it's happened in the past where people go to a villa, they spend a lot of money. Don't forget, there's no better time that we need a shmira than this year. So if a person doesn't plan to go to get a villa in Eretz Yisrael, it's important to, sometimes they're there, they've got six, seven rooms, that at least eight rooms they need to put mezuzah up. They're living in a place where that'll be Medina the Shulchan Aruch, you need to put mezuzah up. There is a the reason why it's a shayla. Sorry. This is already debated in the Rishonim. The Rishonim who has mezuzah, Tachin Moshe is the one who mentions that he saw that there was a minig that in one place they only put mezuzah up in the front door. All the rest of the rooms are didn't. And he hacks it. Where does it come from? Against the Zach, and therefore it's Leishamano to only put on the front door is not much of a pshara. There is a dion in the post game. Actually, the Orchus Shabbos. The Orchus Shabbos, Reb Rubin, he's got a shuva to the Sheikh Dalevi about this shayla, about the villa, our shayla that we're talking about now, the villa shayla. And he says, because Mitzad Echad, it says that if you rent a house in Eretz Yisrael, then you're mechuyev to put mezuzah up straight away. Mr. Sheni, there is a heter, something called a punduk. If a person goes in a punduk, if a person stays in a punduk is like an inn. Shulchan Aruch says, even in Eretz Yisrael, you don't need to put mezuzah up straight away. A punduk is like an inn, because it's not shaykes to you. So the Achronim are busy. What is the difference? How do you define a punduk which is potter, whereas the other side of soicha bayis, pachas mishleish amim, that is potter? How do you look at a villa, Airbnb? How do you look at Airbnb, which you're renting for seven to 14 days? Sorry, a caravan. Yeah, that could be a similar shayla over here. You have to define. It's very hard to define this. It's quite clear when you're soicha bayis, you have your own flat in Rumema, you go to Rechav Mengim, Rechav Chesach and Yaakov. So you have your own flat, that's quite clear, Shulchan Aruch. It's potter, Menam Azuzah, up to 30 days. Quite clear that if you'd go to, let's say you go to a hotel, and just a hotel, I don't know, Yirmiyahu 33 or something, no hotel there. And there's no, I'm sure they have mezuzahs, but let's say they don't have mezuzahs, mefurash in Shulchan Aruch, a punduk is potter min a mezuzah. The shayla is, how do you define a villa which you borrow, which you hire for 7 days? I would have thought kibshutah. So that's the whole debate in the place in which Shimon Levi's got children to Reb Rubin about this. It seems that it seems that when you have a punduk is like you don't really take over the place. So you have to sort of excuse it. You know, some hotels, you have to sort of excuse yourself for your existence sometimes. You know, you're there, you can't let the kids around. You have to behave. So that's the gather of a punduk to say that it's potter. Mashayim came when you're soicha a bias, you take a dira and a control, you feel free to make yourself an egg, to make a bit of a mess, to make a bit of a noise. That, the chayr, seems to me the gather between the punduk and a bias. And mamela, when it comes to a person who rents a villa in Eretz Yisrael, it's very, very mistaba that that's considered soicha bias, that's not chayr bias, just because it's called a villa and it's under the Airbnb and the chayr, it doesn't make it into a punduk. It's the ma'isa for those days, for the duration of those days, you feel comfortable to make a noise, to make a mess, you feel comfortable. This is your place, and you'll complain if there's any problem. Therefore, that hotel you also complain, but at least
the down afterwards.
What's this? Oh, so that, yeah, so that's why it's very slippy. You'll have to get mezuzahs, take it down. The answer, the Rav Eliashiv used to say, when a person is in a situation where he needs to be in a, let's say, a villa, and he didn't get mezuzahs, if you borrow his mezuzah from a gemach, that would be a heter to take it down. Normal, when a person, Rav Chaim, you're mentioning, when you leave a house, you're not really allowed to, there's a sakana to take off mezuzahs. Rav Eliashiv taina that if a person borrows mezuzahs from a gemach, Aldas is going to take it off at the end of the duration. That heter to take it off when a person leaves the house. Good.